sing that? I thought the Love Boat had a theme song lyric.
Love.
Oh, there it is.
Exciting and new.
Yeah.
Come aboard.
Tell me about it.
We're expecting you.
It's a love boat.
Love.
All right, 720 WGN. We're on a love boat tonight. We got Bill and Paula. Hey, Bill. Hey, Paula. How you doing?
Good. How's it going?
Good. Where's Paula?
I'm here. Hi.
Good. You guys in love?
Yeah. Oh,
definitely.
Yours is an amazing story of romance. Crossing the seas, fighting the COVID, and yet finding love. Who wants to start out with this amazing story?
I guess I'll start off. We met about a year and a half ago at the Running of the Bulls in Pamplona. Paula's from Pamplona, yeah. And we fell in love, and we haven't looked back.
Now hold on a second. You've been running. I know that you've been. I got some research material, and I know that Bill, you've been running the Bulls for how many years?
Yeah, it's like 15 now.
So, well, that's a whole different conversation. How does how does one meet a woman while you're there for running the Bulls? How did that happen?
Well, Paula actually worked for a friend of mine named Stephanie. She runs this business, Heart of Pamplona. She rents out apartments to tourists. And Paula had been working with her. And so we were working on a podcast together, me and Stephanie, and in an event. And Paula got involved in that, and that's basically how we met.
Paula, did you think that, since you're from Pamplona, maybe you don't think people running in for the Bulls or win the Bulls or at the Bulls or from the Bulls, whatever it's called, is unusual. Is that correct?
I mean, it's not for me. It's not unusual for me. I've grown up in a family where the Bulls are a big important thing, and then for me it's absolutely normal. So what is not normal is American people that they come to Pamplona and they fell in love with my culture. That's unusual.
Spain? You think Americans falling in love with Spain is unusual?
No. With the Running of the Bulls.
No,
with the Running of the Bulls.
So let's get
like
back
me,
to the,
basically, yeah.
Yeah. So you were going there for all these years, Bill, for the Running of the Bulls. You had been there enough that you had acquainted yourself with someone who booked rooms, and you started a podcast. What happens, though, when you add COVID to all of this?
You know, things were going good. Paula and I, we were doing sort of the international romance thing, and doing a lot of trips. I went to Spain. We met up in London. She came to the States. We went to New York. Everything was going good. We had a bunch of stuff planned. And all of a sudden, boom, COVID hit. And we had like three or four different trips just get canceled immediately. And we got stuck like in this holding pattern. And it was really painful.
Were you together through all of this, or were you in separate locations?
No, she was in Pamplona, and I was in Louisiana and Chicago.
Wow. How long did that separation last?
5 months.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, it is for everybody.
Yeah.
How long had you known each other prior to the COVID restrictions?
We had been dating for like around 7 months.
Yeah.
We've been dating for like 7 months, and then this hit, and you know, it was, we, you know, because the thing is that no one knew when it was going to end. You know, you kept thinking that it was going to be like a month, or maybe 2 months, or maybe 3 months.
We was hoping in April we was going to go to Miami, and I was super like hopeful about that. We are going to go to Miami for sure. And then the day was a
pretty close,
day close, and I was like, oh, no, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Well, borders all over the all over the world, especially in Europe, where populations are more, where they're closer together, borders were opening and closing. It was almost hard to keep track of where you could go and where you couldn't go. It seemed to me it was almost changing day by day.
It was. It really was. You know, I thought I was going to be able to get into Spain on like July 1st because Spain claimed they were going to welcome tourists. So I book a flight, and like the day before I get on my flight, they say Americans are exempted from that list. Americans will not be allowed.
Right.
So I tried to get on the plane anyways, and I got my ticket scanned through, and I was on my way walking down the ramp to the plane, and all of a sudden the guy come chasing after me to double check my passport, and he grabbed me and pulled me out of line.
Well, yeah,
and I wasn't able to go.
That's what they do.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how long did the separation last? 5 months, did you say?
Yeah, 5 months. So like about a couple of days after I got pulled off the plane and trying to go to Spain, we decided to make a new plan, and we decided to go to Dublin. We could do Dublin. We're going to take both of us. So we both flew there like around like the 13th of July.
They'd let you into Ireland.
Yeah, they let us both into Ireland.
And you were coming from...
I had a quitter job and everything.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So you were coming from different places, though. Paula was coming from...
from Barcelona.
And you were coming from the United States.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. And then what happened? Once everybody when gets to...
You know, it's funny. When I got to Dublin, the officer... He asked me why I was there. You know, I didn't know what to say. I was scared. So I just said, I was there for tourism. And he goes, tourism? In the middle of a bloody pandemic? And the answer is no. You can't get you. I'm not letting you in. But I finally broke down. I told him, look, I'm really in love with this girl from Spain. This is the only place we can be together. Like, please, please let me in. I have to be with her. And he took mercy on me and let me in.
Oh. And Paula, what was your experience trying to get into Dublin or Ireland?
No, for me, it was easier because it's part of Europe. So he just asked me, why are you here? And I know what, because Bill arrived there first. So as I know what happened with him, I just say, yeah, I'm here because I'm going to meet with my couple and... And that's it. And they let me, okay, right, check. And they let me go in.
So how long were you in Ireland?
Well, we was going to be there like a month.
Yes.
But we was there like for 2 weeks. And one day, we was all the time like, we got to go to Spain. We need to go to Spain because we want to be pareja de hecho.
Which is like a civil union in Spain, which like, it basically means you know, I can travel to Spain. If I have that with someone in Spain, then I can travel to Spain even with the restrictions and stuff.
Gotcha.
So on one day's notice, I woke up one morning and I look at my Facebook feed and there's like this Facebook group of couples separated by the travel ban. And I see that somebody had flown to London and gotten through on the train into Paris. And they didn't have any trouble with the border people. And so we said, you know, I said, well, look, if they got in, we got our 2 week quarantine done. Let's go tomorrow.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
We had our apartment set for 2 more weeks.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. There's no train that runs from London to Paris.
Yeah, yeah. It's called the Eurostar. It runs underneath the English Channel.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to make sure. So you went underneath the English Channel. The channel. Yeah,
underneath the water.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. It's super fast, really cool train. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll bet.
So yes, we have the quick flight over from Dublin to London and then jumped on the train and we were so lucky to get through. We were really happy.
Okay. Yeah. So this is just a fantastic story. So you get to, now we're in, let me get this right now. Okay, first of all, we start in Spain. Then we're traveling around and the COVID hits. So she's in Spain, you're in the United States, you work out a deal, you, for lack of a better term, you get to Ireland. Then you catch a train and you go to Paris.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then what?
Well, it was funny because, you know, Catalonia, at that moment, Catalonia was having a massive spike. Yeah. And they closed the border between Catalonia and France. And it was in Navarra, which is the other border region, and that's where she lives. They were considering closing the border too, so we were thinking any second now they're going to close the Navarre border and we're not going to get in. So she calls up her parents and her dad's really funny, you know. And he says, "Oh yes, we're going to put you two in the trunk and drive you across the border." What does he say?
Yeah, he want to be a fugitive.
He's like yeah. he called her up in the morning and said, "Daughter, today we are fugitives."
A fugitive, but you're fugitives of love. That's different.
Yeah. Exactly. I gotta say, but Bill didn't know my parents yet.
Oh, that's right. That was the first time I met her parents, yeah, when they smuggled me across the border into Spain.
That is unbelievable. So you're both back in the United States now, right?
That's right. That's right.
And what are your future plans?
You know, we're not really sure yet. She's going to be here for a couple months, and then I might go there this for the summer. We really haven't decided yet. But right, getting through the border today was really a big relief because so many people have been getting, you know, denied at the border, right, in the United States.
Well, thanks, guys, for being with us, Bill and Paula. It's just an incredible story. Maybe you can write a little book. Maybe you can make a little movie. Maybe you can do a little podcast. Who knows? The world is your oyster, so to speak. All the best to both of you. All the best to both of you. Thanks for being with us. Yeah. It's 720 WGN.